From the News Center, a news focus.
The Rudy Gelnett Library in Seelens Grove is again holding their annual Festival of Trees, but
due to COVID restrictions, the library is running it rather than being a friend of the library, because we understand the regulations and everything that needs to be done, and we've changed it quite a bit.
That's Director Pam Ross.
We have less trees, but they're all available online. People can go to our website and just click where it says Festival of Trees and see all the trees online. Also new is they can actually see somebody reading the book that the tree or the wreath is related to, which is a really nice addition, and people are really enjoying that.
The site, by the way, SnyderCountyLibraries.org. By the way, choosing your favorite is still part of the event.
People can also vote for their favorite tree or wreath online using their credit card.
There are other changes. For instance, the Agape Land preschool kids made the ornaments, but their teacher put them up.
Some people took pictures of themselves as they were baking the cookies that went on their tree. So on our website, we actually have their photos that they provided to us. And so it really adds a personal touch.
The trees can be seen from outside if you prefer. You can also come in or use the online version. Meanwhile, a grant from Rudy Gelnett Trust is helping the libraries to adapt.
They provided us a $15,000 grant, which has just been incredible. And what we requested was money to expand our virtual programming. And so we have a green screen and we have all the professional lighting. People were able to use this new equipment as we were creating all the videos for the Festival of Trees. If you go in and look at the videos, you'll see that we scan the book cover and then it looks like the reader is actually in the book because they're sitting in front of a green screen.
More software and programs are planned, aimed at not just kids, but everyone. In fact, the pandemic has forced changes that will better serve those more remote local folks.
Because we've discovered we have an audience that we weren't serving in the past.
That website again, SnyderCountyLibraries.org. With a WPGM News Focus, I'm Matthew James.